some of the comments and key moments in the life of Martin McGuinness.
Sinn Féin leader Martin McGuinness, Northern Ireland's former Deputy First Minister, has died aged 66. It's understood he had been suffering from a rare heart condition. He was a former IRA leader turned peacemaker and made a remarkable journey from guns to government.
I was a member of the IRA, but I've also been part of the peace process.
There are certain circumstances in which the use of the gun is quite justified.
DUP MP Ian Paisley.
I mean, I must say this, that as a son, I was very close to his father. I could give respect to anyone. He could give respect to my father and treat him with respect. And I find that incredibly helpful. And I would, a lot of people, of course, did that down through the years. And whenever Martin McGuinness gave my father genuine respect, because he didn't have to, he could have acted in a very, very different way and made things incredibly more difficult. I accept that that was a genuine and respectful move.
Now, as the officer commanding the Derry part of the IRA provisional operation, can you say whether the bombing is likely to stop in the near future in response to any public demand?
We will always take into consideration the feelings of the people of Derry, and these feelings will be passed on to our GHQ in Dublin, you know. Who ever said that I was a member of the IRA? Are you saying that I'm a member of the IRA?
Definitive history of the IRA names you as the OC of the Derry Brigade.
Well, I have never said that I was in the IRA.
At the end of the day, it will be the cutting edge of the IRA which will bring freedom.
Am I going to be the only person imprisoned as a result of the murders of 14 people and the wounding of 13 others on Bloody Sunday?
Are you prepared
to
go to jail?
Oh, I am prepared to go to jail. I would rather die than disrupt or destroy my code of honour to the IRA.
Leader of the SCLP, Colm Eastwood.
I disagree with the things that went on in Martin's past fully. It doesn't mean that he wasn't able to move beyond that and to speak beyond his own base as well. I know there'll be a lot of people out there today who are still suffering from the very terrible nature of our past.
British intelligence and the RUC are attempting to create a climate whereby I would be assassinated.
McGuinness, Martin, 25,000.
The new British government is a real and determined attempt to rebuild a new peace process in this country.
The Ulster Unionist Party's Mike Nesbitt.
There was an integrity about Martin McGuinness. On I think, at least three occasions, the two of us sat together in a room, nobody else there. We also quite accidentally went for a very long walk around the estate one day, where you get a different quality of conversation. And there was an integrity about his dealings, because he never released the information or talked about what we discussed in those meetings, and there would have been an opportunity to do so, and in doing so, to embarrass me.
My father was murdered with the Provisional IRA, and I'm certainly sharing no tears over this man. He was a terrorist.
I believe that Martin McGuinness will be honoured, not for how he started, but how he finished.
Sorry,
you personally.
Sorry can be a hard word for people to say.
But how sorry are you, Martin?
It can also be easy for people to say. And it can also be very insincere when it is said.
Which is the purpose of my question.
I would prefer,
how sorry are you?
But I think I would prefer to be judged on the contributions that I have made to resolving this conflict.
The leader of the Alliance Party, Naomi Long.
I think we need to bear in mind that behind every complicated and divisive politician, there is a family. And there is a whole other side to them that most of us never get to see.
My political project until the day I retire from politics or die is to build a better future for all of our people. That's a political project. It's not a military one.
And the TUV leader, Jim Allister.
He took those dark secrets to his grave. So today my primary thoughts are with the many victims of the IRA who never got to the age of 66.
I was Sinn Féin's chief negotiator in the Good Friday talk, yes, and the St Andrews
but
talk.
Let the people.
I was Sinn Féin's chief negotiator in the Hillsborough talk, getting the IRA to call a ceasefire, put their arms beyond use, getting support for the police. I think that's how people are judged.
One man's terrorist, another man's hero.
I wanted really just to register my sorrow as someone from the unionist community.
Former executive press officer David Gordon.
Often I've heard people in politics and even in journalism wondered about, you know, Sinn Féin, is it really in their long-term goal to make devolution work? Well, I saw up close there was that commitment to making the institutions work, and none more so than with Martin McGuinness.
We've been described as the chuckle brawlers back home by people who thought that would have demeaned us in the beginning. It turned against them in the end, and we're hoping we can chuckle our way through 2008.
Hello again.
Very nice.
How are you keeping?
Fine, thank you very much.
What an ancient no surrender.
Lord Tebbit is joining us this morning. The former Conservative minister, he and his wife Margaret were both badly injured when the IRA bombed the Brighton Hotel during the Conservative Party conference in 1984.
McGuinness did not have some Damascus conversion to love of peace. He was a coward. Most terrorists are cowards.
Assist the police services, north and south, to defeat these people. They are traitors to the island of Ireland.
Have you killed many policemen in your time, Martin?
Well, I was part of the IRA, as many people know.
Have you pulled the trigger?
Well, let me answer the question. I was a member of the IRA, and the IRA killed members of the RUC and killed members of the British Army. And if there is a responsibility for being a member of the IRA for all of that, then I have to accept the responsibility. But that was in the past.
I wonder if I'm sitting here looking at a killer.
Well, you can wonder all you want. What I'm wondering is what is happening now and what's going to happen in the future. I have dedicated my life to changing all of that to such a point where my life has been threatened. Am I prepared to die for the peace process? I'll die tomorrow morning for the peace process without any fear whatsoever.
We want to thank him for his significant and long-standing public service in this assembly and to our politics more widely. We thank his wife, Bernie, his children, his wider family circle for supporting him in that service. And on behalf of this assembly, I express our deepest sympathies and condolences to the family circle.
Arlene, I've been a colleague of for the last 8 years in the government. She and I know what we have to do. We've had a number of conversations. We want to put the negativity of the last couple of years into the dustbin, and we want to move forward with a very positive agenda.
Martin McGuinness was a political visionary. He played a key and enormous part in delivering fundamental change in this society and in transforming the relationships on this island and between these islands. The legacy that Martin wished was for a better future based on equality and measured by the joy and laughter of all of our children. So on behalf of Sinn Féin, I rededicate our party to completing his life's work and to living through his legacy. Gormila Magov.
The things that you're sorry for, do they trouble you? Do they actually get to you?
Well, individual situations don't trouble me. What troubles me is that we were all part of a conflict, and that was very troubling indeed.
Martin was first and foremost a much-loved husband, father and grandfather. That although he had travelled the world and met presidents, prime ministers and even royalty, that his heart was very much with his family and in his home city.
My war is over. My job as a political leader is to prevent war.
Martin McGuinness volunteered to get involved in what he got involved in. He had a choice. My father didn't have a choice.
His abiding legacy is that of a victim maker, as evidenced so chillingly by our graveyards.
It's a very serious illness. It has taken its toll on me. So I have taken a decision, and it has been well thought out. The question I ask myself is, are you capable
Are you physically capable of fighting this election? What's the intensity that elections need to be fought? And the honest answer is that I'm not.
The only fair thing to do, which I have done today, was to make it clear that I won't, unfortunately, even though it breaks my heart. My heart lies in the Bogside and with the people of Derry. Mila Mayer.
So today it is important to remember that at the heart of this, in the midst of the headlines, the opinions and the commentary, that there is a family that is very much suffering the pain and the grief of loss.
I would like to express my condolences to the family and colleagues of the former Deputy First Minister of Northern Ireland, Martin McGuinness. Of course, we do not condone or justify the path he took in the earlier part of his life, and we should never forget that, nor the victims of terrorism.
Martin played an immeasurable role in bringing about peace in Northern Ireland, and it's that peace that we all want to see endure for all time, for all people in Northern Ireland.
I think his legacy will be tens and tens of thousands of people whose lives were destroyed by the actions of the IRA.
I also had a present for him since 1993. Which was the last time that Derry won an All-Ireland football final. And it was a jersey that I got signed up here by the team. And I've been meaning to give it for every year since then. I told them that when he got better, I would give him this present. And then I got concerned that he wouldn't get better. So I brought him up to the framed Gansey, and he was very pleased to receive that.
And how did you learn of his passing?
Bernie texted me yesterday morning to say that they'd got bad news from the doctor, and she described that news. And I headed up to Derry late last night, and I arrived there shortly after he died.
And of course, it's precisely because of his past, because of his involvement with the IRA in the 70s and 80s, because of his influence within those circles, that he was able to play the role he played in bringing the Republican movement towards using peaceful and democratic means. And because of all of that, I doubt we will ever see his like again.
Many of you here have forged a working relationship with Martin McGuinness. The people here have built friendships with him. They have occupied Stormont benches alongside him. Some have even sat in government with him. And to those of you, you are very, very welcome. Very welcome. And the presence of those political rivals and opponents among you who have come to pay their respects this afternoon, your coming is the most eloquent testimony of the memory of Martin McGuinness.
How often and again this afternoon in the tributes to Martin McGuinness, his life has been compared to a journey, and rightly so. And would that more of us were open to journeying in our own lives.
As someone who spent sleepless nights in the beginning of the ceasefires and dealing with the aftermath of them in the Good Friday Accord, I want to say a special word of appreciation to First Minister Foster for being here, because I know, and most people in this church know, that your life has been marked in painful ways by the troubles. And I believe the only way a lasting peace can ever take hold and endure is if those who have legitimate griefs on both sides embrace the future together.
I saw the signpost to Piercy French's home place, and in the centre of the wall stead was his epitaph, which said, maybe appropriate for me also, "Remember me is all I ask, but if the remembrance proves a task, forget."